What's up, stoners? Stone net stone. It's grab your blunts, grab your bongs, your papers, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, hit that shit, pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high.
What's up, guys?
Sup, fellas?
We got JP.
J Pizzle.
We got Stephanie.
Stephanizzle.
And Mason did inform us this time that he just can't be here for the entire month of December.
Shaky Mace.
Yeah.
And Tori B.
But yeah, we're gonna try to bring you a. I wonder if he'd be working next Monday with it being so close to Christmas.
Teach.
Thank you, Seb, for the rest of the month.
He did, but I was just wondering if that could be an exception. Cause it's
so I'm pretty sure that's the end of the month.
No, you still got another week.
But is there a Monday? That might be the last Monday of the month.
There'd be another Monday. One more Monday.
Nah, dude. You got 5 days.
What? There'd be one more Monday.
Oh, no, I'm tripping. No, okay, yeah. I'm thinking about Christmas.
Yeah, so Christmas is... Because Christmas will be on Wednesday and New Year's is exactly...
Yeah, so I'm thinking that the next Monday will be on the 32nd, but there is no 32nd.
No.
Yeah.
32nd?
No. Yeah, so...
Whatever, man. We did the wedding.
We did the wedding. He did the wedding.
We did,
but he did.
You gotta be a part of it.
Yeah, well, originally. Yeah, actually, I did. Never mind, I take that back.
Yeah, you did.
I guess because it was so, like, not put together.
You were a groomsman.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I rethought, yeah, I did. Like, at first, I was, because the whole DJ thing didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, damn, what the fuck did I do at the wedding? Because I was drunk during the whole thing.
I feel like I was kind of the DJ.
You were side DJ, like when somebody's backseat driving.
Well, no, because, I mean, I was actually.
You were the dude with the stick in front of the orchestra.
I was the GPS.
Yeah. Your hand was waving your stick, and the dude was pressing buttons accordingly.
It was definitely thrown together, man, but they had a great time. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah, dude, me and Brandon were late because we went to the liquor store, and then we killed, like, a whole little bottle of Crown before when we got there. I was drunk as fuck, dude. And then we smoked a blunt.
Yeah, the blunt that we smoked was a good bit before, so that was straight. The liquor kind of helped ease my nerves. I didn't feel too fucked up or nothing. I was straight. JP was like, oh, shit, I think I just now got a little drunk.
Dude, yeah, and then I drank some more and a little bit more.
Speaking of, we got a shot.
Oh, yeah, alcohol.
So, to the pod, episode 3, or season 3, episode something.
To the pod something.
I don't know. It's on my head. 6, 7.
That was nice.
Cold apple Crown goes down so well.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it does.
That warm shit, that's...
Yeah. Woo. I can't believe I was drinking that when I went camping.
It's different out there, though.
Nah, dude. Yeah, because it's sitting out in the fucking sun.
Oh, well, yeah,
in
so
the hot
it's hotter.
Cooler.
But no, I mean different in the sense of...
You don't mind it as much?
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
We was in Charlotte yesterday.
Charlotte.
It was pretty cool. But, you want to tell them why you was there?
Yeah, I got accepted into the school for audio engineering and music production.
That's pretty dope.
Jealous.
Not sure that I'm going to take it, but...
That's my issue now, because I didn't know we was going to have to take it there. Like, I was just going to congratulate you and shit, but now we got to take it there.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, okay. Take me.
Why would you not be sure?
Money's an issue.
So, you want to be an issue your whole life?
I mean, no, I'm just saying I could find something else. And, like, I feel like, why does it have to be that specific program that I go into?
Never had to be, but it was your words that was talking about how important it is to get away.
I mean, yeah, but it's not really just for the going away. Like, or for that matter, I could try to find a different one that's in the same area or in Atlanta.
And how much you actually like the place, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was dope, dude.
I mean, I don't think anything else is going to be better.
Small
price.
Classes.
Yeah, so, I mean.
But
I
then there's.
I actually think it sounds like a good deal.
But then there's an issue where to stay. And if I'm up there, dude, where am I going to find a job making enough to pay off the rest of $5,600 in 3 months?
Oh, you do have to pay it off before you're done?
Yeah.
I would say go for a loan then, like, separate from the school.
See, and I thought about that, okay, but what about a place to stay?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I mean, yeah, I agree, really.
Yeah, that part would be the hardest part.
That would be the hardest part.
But you also said that there could be help.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just thinking about it too much, but.
I just know, damn, it can be a cycle to hype yourself up to do something, not do it, and then do that same thing again later. It can, damn.
Yeah, become into habit.
Yeah.
I know, I feel that.
Like, I used to try to tell myself, and, like, for a while it was true, like, I wouldn't necessarily say things out loud until, like, I really had my mindset and knew for sure. And then came a time in my life where I've said a lot of different things out loud that I ain't done.
Yeah, that's what happened to that shit that I got voted into, that concert.
Yeah.
It's exactly what the fuck happened. But I feel like after this Friday, some shit will change because I will be more confident.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big deal.
I feel like my whole fucking life is going to change, bro.
I mean, just the way you feel about yourself is important.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's going to show in your music. It's going to show, like.
I know. I'm excited for my new sound. I thought about that, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be dope. I fought with it, man. It's going to be dope.
You smoking in here?
Yeah. Can I? Yeah. I think we should loosen things up with going straight to hashtag wars.
Hashtag kinda, wars, kinda dude.
Getting the vibe.
Let's hash some fucking tags.
Alright. So I'm on Twitter right now. You know what? Some bullshit. Since I'm scrolling past it on Twitter, because it is trending.
If we were SpongeBob, we would be the hashtag. Fucking tagger.
I don't get it.
The hashling and clashing.
Wait, how did that end up on? You threw me off, dude. Oh, so this damn 16-year-old girl gets kidnapped in the Bronx last night, walking with her mother about 11 o'clock at night. And, her mother tried to fight. They knock her mother down and down, throw her into a SUV or some shit. Come to find out, the daughter staged the whole thing because she said her mom was overprotective.
It's bullshit, man.
Is she getting charged with anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she will.
That's fucked up.
I'm not on the article right now. I'm just seeing it trending on Twitter. Hashtag better than Santa.
Wait, what does that have to do with the whole?
Huh?
What does that have to do with the girl getting kidnapped, dude?
Nothing at all.
Whoa! Why did you say we're gonna go into hashtag wars and bring up a bitch getting kidnapped?
Because it was trending on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm gonna say this real quick while I'm scrolling past.
All right, my bad. I missed it. All right, but hashtag fucking Santa. What is it?
Better than Santa.
Better than Santa.
What's better than Santa?
I saw my mama fucking the Easter Bunny. Hashtag better than Santa.
So she fucked the Easter Bunny better than she fucked Santa?
Nah, the Easter Bunny was fucking her better than Santa fucked her.
Fair enough.
I didn't really see my mom get fucked by the Easter Bunny, just to clarify.
hey, whatever your mom's into, that's none of my business.
Yes, but it is. I'm telling you right now, I didn't see that.
Look, if you saw your mom on different holidays, like,
yo,
I feel like you have some suppressed memories here.
Okay, bring them out. What are they?
That's coming out in jokes. You probably saw your mom, like, do different shit for every holiday.
Nah, dude, but I did walk into my house in Malden that had the house fire, and downstairs is where I used to take some girls when I fuck them, and I had nowhere else to go because there's, like, a bed and shit. I did walk down there and find a sex swing. And you know what makes it even worse? It was hanging up.
That's pretty dope.
You know, not really.
I mean, not like if I saw it from my
mom. And you want to know what it's even worse? Somebody wanted to use it. I was like, hell no, girl. You are not getting in that fucking swing. Matter of fact, we're going to go to this other room with the couch and not even think about this. Because I'm not even going to touch it to get the shit down. Like, it's just like that, man. Like, I can't fucking do it, bro.
That is funny.
Yeah, nah. I'd be the same way. Fuck that. Like, nah, bitch.
But hashtag what is Santa? I walked in on my grandpa and his wife one time. And when I tell you, bro, her little boobies look like fucking eggs on a frying pan. Like,
is your grandpa getting it, though?
Respect, yeah. Respect, dude. Like,
fuck, ew.
Yo, my boy's got to get it. You know what I mean? Just because you old, it don't stop. It don't stop, dude. 78. He was probably like 75 at the time. 75 and alive. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Hashtag better than Santa. I think a black Santa would be better.
Yo, why?
Does that relate to this hashtag?
Exactly.
Yeah, black Santa is hashtag better than Santa.
So Santa is better than Santa.
No, black Santa.
Yes, but essentially what you're saying. See, I'm colorblind. I don't see color. People are people.
Because, like, Santa supposedly still has elves, but brings you things straight from Walmart. Black Santa would be like, yo, what you want from Walmart? I got you, little homie.
Nah, I doubt that, dude.
No.
I have to disagree. I just don't see that being a thing.
You disagree, like,
dude, if black Santa was a thing, like, no kids would get presents, because you know how black parents are. Every kid would be on the naughty list, and we would get fucking, like,
through the idea of the naughty and nice list, yes, but
okay, well, if there's Santa, there has to be a naughty and nice list. That's his thing.
It is by story, but what kid has ever, like, out of all the kids that believe in Santa, which ones have actually gotten coal?
I got rocks in a box before. Like,
because you were bad?
I have no idea, dude. My dad got a box, wrapped it up, and there was like two little rocks in it. Like, really? I don't know if I was bad, but I mean.
Okay, this one isn't trending. I'm taking from one that is and changing the words. Hashtag naughty or nice.
You want the front or the back? Hashtag butt sex with the virgin. Hashtag naughty or nice.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh god.
You got one?
I don't.
I think you do and don't want to say it.
No, I really don't.
I had something, but yours was better.
I was gonna do that till you thought of one, like the whole Jeopardy thing. Awkward. A gay. Was a gay be born?
What?
A gaby.
What?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was awkward. If you felt like it was awkward, then yes.
It was just awkward because you look like you wanted to, like, fucking eat Cheech.
No, I was looking at Stephanie. She
I want to eat Cheech.
It was just like...
Cheech is their dog.
She is. I was thinking, I slapped my girl yesterday, but she asked me to. Naughty or nice? Like... Because you do it in December, like, so Santa might judge you.
My girlfriend.
Based off the type of activities that you do. You think about that? Like,
my girlfriend tells me to slap her sometimes, but when I do it when I want to, I'm just mean. Hashtag naughty or nice.
See, there's another, I don't think there's another good one.
My girl asked me to choke her last night.
Hashtag copied what Brandon said in different words.
Strain of the week.
Oh, what we got?
So, a new Star Wars movie is out. Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. Right?
So, I decided that we will talk about a Star Wars based name, strain of marijuana.
Oh, what is it?
The Death Star.
The Death Star.
It's an indica dominant hybrid, known for its potency and having a creeping onset. Death Star is a cross of the infamous Sour Diesel and Cincy Star. Ooh. Have not heard of Cincy Star, but I really fuck with Sour Diesel.
Yes.
The crossbreeding results in Death Star having a mix of both indica and sativa effects, giving it a good balance. Good sticky buds. Common usage is great for pain, helps with nausea, and great for insomnia. It is indica dominant, so indica in the couch.
In the couch.
Not so great with depression. Typical side effects: sedated, in the couch, relaxed, and euphoric. It's got a good high of THC. Doesn't tell me here exactly how much. Oh, strain average 22%. So it's pretty good for bud.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, man, get you some Death Star to, and then go out and watch fucking Rise of Skywalker.
Which
I wanna see
want
it.
To do.
We got some free movie tickets.
We need to utilize those.
Yeah, we just need a time when we can go.
You need to what?
Utilize.
Use?
Yes, use, basically. God.
This is why he wants to go to a music course school. And not.
That means use.
I know. That's why I said use. Why do you? What do you mean? What do
okay,
you mean uneducated?
So you
what
knew,
the fuck?
If
I knew what it...
No, hold on. What I meant, then why the fuck did you ask me?
Because you can't use, like, one big word throughout the whole entire time
yes,
you
I
speak
can,
for the
bitch.
Day. Like, if you're going to use a big word, you got to use, like, you got to up your vocabulary in general.
What's wrong with using one big word in a day?
I mean, nothing. It just, I don't know. She just normally doesn't. So when she, I was like, that's not a Steph word.
Are you into Star Wars? You're not, are you, JP?
Nah. I'm into LOTR.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the Star Wars. Like, they're dope. I can't, like, get into them.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them as a kid. Thought they were pretty cool. But didn't really, like... I don't even think I saw the, like, episode 3 ever. So... I ain't really, like, care that much, but when me and Stephanie got together, one, I think the newest of the news came out.
Yeah.
Or the oldest of the news, I meant, came out. And so we got caught up, burned them all on DVDs, and got caught up, and then went out and watched it. Been keeping up with them since. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I fuck Star Wars.
I think we talked about this before. Didn't they release not in the same order? Didn't we talk about this before? I don't know if it was on the podcast, but...
They did,
Harry Potter the same way?
No, Harry Potter wasn't the same way. No, they did, like... They put out 3, and then they put out, like, years later, they did prequels. 3 prequels. So they did.
But
like
but the first three that they released, so that would have been 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yeah, but not at the time, but that's what it became.
You ever watched the
I get what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, so, but they were still released in order, like those three. Like,
yeah, it was 4, 5, 6.
So the first one in that and those three was released first, and then the second one was released second, and the third one, and then they did the prequels the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 4, 5, 6, then it was 1, 2, 3. Now it's been 7, 8, 9.
Gotcha.
And they're even doing spinoffs now.
Can tell.
Huh?
Said I can tell.
Well, I think they only did one so far, other than TV shows. Which TV shows has always kind of been a thing.
Isn't that the Disney Star Wars?
Well, Disney took over with 7, 8, 9 in general. But those plus spinoffs.
What the fuck? There's a 7, 8, 9?
Yeah, so like,
where have I been for the past however many years?
No, so like the 4, 5, and 6, that came out, what, 70s?
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3 came out early 2000s. So 7, 8, 9 has been in like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know. I thought those six were it.
No, that's been the, I don't know, the one with, maybe you've seen commercials with the chick recently in the little orange and white robot. I don't know. Let's get into weed news.
So it's time for your weed news.
She did it again. She hasn't done it in a few weeks.
I thought it was done, dude.
So, Major League Baseball's taking cannabis out of their drug testing. Like, from their list of abused drugs that they test for. So, they're no longer going to be testing for cannabis. They will, however, remain to test for opioids and cocaine and shit, which was added to a new policy and shit that they implemented after the death of a Los Angeles Angels pitcher. And I think the guy was, I don't remember his name, but he was probably about 27 years old.
Yeah, it was Tyler Skaggs, 27.
Yeah.
Died after choking on his own vomit and was found by examiner to have alcohol and 2 opioid-based painkillers, fentanyl and oxycodone.
So, under the new policy, marijuana is going to be treated just like alcohol, pretty much. So players will be referred to voluntary treatment, but they won't be like, basically they won't be like penalized by the league office for using it. Like, they'll be allowed to use it as treatment for injuries and stuff like that too. So it's pretty,
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
In a lot of pro sports, they keep the athletes, for lack of better words, and to call it what it is, really doped up on painkillers. And, you know, if some of these athletes could use cannabis instead, then, you know, that'd be cool. And also, if you're willing to give them painkillers, why can't they smoke weed?
Exactly.
As well as, it's not a performance enhancement. Like, you're not going to do this and get better, stronger, faster. At most, maybe more focused, but I mean, not enough to where that's a,
to where it's really going to matter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think all sports should follow this lead.
I know that from what I was reading, the NFL was kind of doing an experiment.
I think,
but they haven't implemented it yet.
I think UFC people can smoke now.
They definitely should be able to. All the beatings they take.
I don't think you can in boxing.
But, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I think you should be able to get away with it in all sports. Now, I get that there's the legality of it, so that changes some things. But it's not performance enhancing. So, therefore, I mean, I just don't see the point in it being a big deal.
I'm with you on that.
You can get all coked up and do shit more so than them.
Fucking getting high, smoking a joint before you go hit a fucking ball, dude.
Right.
Exactly. I feel like I don't even know how you would performance enhance at baseball, except for steroids.
Right. I mean,
except steroids. I said except for steroids, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much.
Like, I could see doing coke before you play football.
Yeah.
I could see you doing coke before you go UFC or fucking boxing, too.
I could definitely see it before one of those. Get all jacked up, just taking all kind of hits.
And you don't even feel shit, man. You just taking damage, bro, but you going.
Yeah.
And you definitely won't fall, bro. I don't give a fuck. If you get knocked out, your brain's still going to go.
Yeah.
So you ain't going down, dude.
Yeah.
Not that I do coke. Disclaimer, because I don't.
Just maybe once or twice. A week.
But three times back in the day. But
I don't know why. Before we really get into this next topic, you know, I just want to start off saying rest in peace, Juice WRLD. Died December 8th, just 6 days after his 21st birthday. So he was a young man.
That's sad.
Died in Chicago after a plane trip from L.A. On the plane, they ended up finding 70 pounds of marijuana, codeine, 3 guns, in which they charged 2 people, and allegedly Juice WRLD swallowed a bunch of Percocets to try to keep the feds from finding it.
Okay.
And that's what killed him.
I feel like that's his own fucking fault. You already got all that shit on the plane. So it's not like you're going to, oh, man, if I swallow all these perks, I'll be good.
Yeah.
So, okay, no. First, okay, that was my first. Second, you're going to take your life away rather than go to jail when you could probably bond yourself out.
Yeah. There was something, an article written that worded it as, put him in his mouth and accidentally swallowed. That just doesn't make sense.
Now I know why they call him Juice and not Sauce.
We're moving on. I would say if you're going to swallow, I mean, whenever people swallow this shit, like, it's supposed to be in a baggie.
Yeah, but
like, I don't know how many he had.
Accidentally swallowed something before.
Huh?
I've never accidentally swallowed something before.
Well, I've never put something in my mouth and then accidentally swallowed. Like, that part didn't.
Wait, hold on.
Like, they say he put him in his mouth to hide him from the police and then accidentally swallowed. But that was just how the article worded it.
But didn't he swallow it before the plane landed? So you're going to keep the pills in your mouth through this whole ass process, dude?
Yeah, you got a good point. I think that's a flaw in the article, though. I don't think that's.
Plus, like, okay, so how
and
could
I want to know? Okay, you're.
I want to know how he told somebody he accidentally swallowed the pills. Like,
you have all this money. You're a fucking superstar at this point. Like, at least somewhere. I think I don't know. I didn't know his music.
He was
like
pretty
that.
Big. He was decently big.
So he was on his way to be one then. And you have 70 pounds of weed on the fucking private jet? Like, why?
Stupid.
And the pilot apparently tipped off the cops that there was something on the plane. So that's why they got word that the feds were going to be searching him. And so then that's why he swallowed the pills. But they found out before they even landed, so he started seizing in the air from my
conspiracy theory. Right. 6ix9ine didn't snitch on those people. That was just a setup. What really happened, somebody put a hit out on Juice. So they set it up to make it look like he was going to be incarcerated, but nah, dude. He's been in pilot school. He learned how to pilot. he told the cops he had the shit, and he knew that Juice would take those perks.
6ix9ine snitched on everybody.
Conspiracy theory as fuck, yo.
I just want to say, man, these young people, man, y'all, speaking to y'all, y'all got to get off these fucking drugs, dude.
If it ain't green, it ain't clean. Not even the bean.
Not even.
Not even. Man, I ain't took a bean in down like 3 months.
Like, yo, like, this shit wasn't always cool. Like, I used to be, when I was growing up, I used to be one of those just like everybody else. Like, oh, the type of music has nothing to do with society. Man, that really ain't true. Especially when the type of music is popular. And what has become popular is taking drugs rather than selling drugs. Now, selling drugs wasn't good either.
But it's better than taking them and dying.
But why the fuck would you become the junkie? Like, yo, like, at least the generation that sold drugs had some pride.
Hell yeah.
And I actually hustled that shit.
Right.
Now I feel like it's not nothing to sell. Half the people selling, well, I feel like half of them are just selling weed.
Yeah, yeah.
And second of all, like, if you got money, you could just walk into a dispensary.
And I've been there, like, as far as the selling weed, you know, but that shit, I ain't even considering them. Like, I'm talking like some real like, hustlers, but. Yeah, we gotta get off this shit, man. Gotta stop making this shit cool. Jordan Lucas, he tweeted out, and I would say he had a bad timing with this tweet because, you know, some people don't want to hear blame. Well, they really don't want to hear blame. A lot of people, even outside of who's catching the blame, you know, kind of stood up and was like, hey, this ain't the time to place blame. So, you know, maybe they have a good point, maybe they don't. I don't know. But what I will say is Jordan Lucas had a good point when he came out. And he basically said, you know, popular music is what did this. I mean, Juice WRLD says that Future was his inspiration to try and Molly. And they did a mixtape together called something about drugs and addicts or some shit. And he was just like, y'all happy now? Rest in peace, Juice WRLD, you know, some shit. But
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was right.
Yeah, he's 100%.
I feel like that's not really placing blame. It's just quoting something that he said.
Yeah, I mean, I could look up exactly what Joyner said because I don't remember exactly what Joyner said. But Jordan Lucas blames music for Juice WRLD. But he definitely had a good point. Let's see. Pulling up Complex. Let's see. Damn, the page keeps jumping. Fucking ads won't pop up and shit. That ain't what he said. That's what somebody else said. Doesn't matter. He was saying that it was, you know, the music that has been popularized. And I do think music becomes popular for a reason. You know, they probably spoke. They definitely spoke to a certain type of people. They're feeling a certain type of way. So I think music comes from a deeper issue. But I think my biggest issue is Trippy Redd, for instance, after Juice WRLD died, he did put out an Instagram video saying, we got to quit all these drugs. We got to get off this. He said, I ain't going to do no more lean. I ain't going to do no more. If it ain't weed, we ain't doing it. And then he goes on to say, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to rap about it. See, Future before has said that he quit doing the drugs, but he didn't quit rapping about it. And I feel like that's a part of people's story that they need to share. You want to share the doing the drugs, why don't you share the coming away from it?
I agree with that, yeah.
Exactly.
That's how I feel, man. I just...
No, I agree 100%.
I think my biggest thing with the whole Juice WRLD thing is, you know, it is said that he died at a young age, but, you know, everybody is saying he brought it upon himself is correct. He did.
Not saying he deserved to die, though, but he definitely.
You know, and I don't think he did it thinking about his actions. I don't think he was like, oh, I'm going to die instead of go to jail. I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, that's not what I'm going to assume.
He probably didn't.
Yeah, that's not what I'm going to assume. But he's probably just young and dumb like the rest of us when we're young and made a bad decision, and sadly it cost him his life. And I think it just should be an example to a lot of other people that might have be living that lifestyle or looking up to that lifestyle. Y'all want to talk about Lizzo?
Bro, let's talk about her fat ass, man.
All right, okay. So Lizzo was twerking at a Lakers game. Okay. But not only was she twerking, she wore, like, a fucking dress or something, and it had a cutout of her ass, so, and she was wearing a thong, so her ass was out all night.
Inappropriate as fuck.
That was my biggest thing. I do think it was inappropriate.
Anybody out here that wants to sit there and say, well, Rihanna don't catch hell, or Beyonce, blah, 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 you do not see any one of them at a fucking basketball game dressed like this. They are not, she's not in a club. It's not a fucking club. Like, why are you dressed like this?
Yeah, if it's a club, her own performance.
You got kids out here, like, the fuck?
I kept hearing, and like, one person was even trying to argue. It was like, well, you see it, or it, really a lot. Well, kids see it on TV. They see it on the internet. Man, you don't know how young of a kid might be out here. 5, 6 years old.
Exactly.
And first basketball game.
If these kids are seeing all this shit on TV and on the internet, well, that falls on their parenting. That falls on where their parents draw the line right there.
I want to know who let her in. There's got to be a dress code against what she was wearing. Who the fuck let Lizzo in? Like,
I wouldn't have.
Shit was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be dress codes at these games. Somebody let that shit slide. Excuse me. But yeah, somebody let that shit slide. But,
I got some opinions.
Did you see the video of her jumping on the table?
I didn't see it, but I think that shit is hilarious. But to be honest, dude, I really didn't want to see it. Like,
yo, you're a big girl. There's nothing wrong with being a big girl if you're happy with yourself. Don't jump on a fucking fold-up table trying to do a goddamn split.
Okay, you know what my issue is? Okay, my issue is if you say one single thing about her, everybody jumps to, oh, big girls can't do that. But who said anything about her being a big fucking girl?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that she broke a table. Other than that, like,
only the table called her a big girl.
Like, you can be big and beautiful, definitely, but Lizzo is fucking not. Like,
I don't think Lizzo has a decent face. It's not ugly. It's not beautiful. And then, like, somebody made a good point. It's like, she doesn't look like she has an ass. Now, granted, she's a big girl, so she's got a lot of bigness everywhere. But if she were to lose weight, it doesn't look like she'd have an ass that would stand out.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, the way they explained it was like, I didn't really, I'll give you their words. It wasn't really where I wanted to go. It just said she had a big back and not a big ass.
So I think I'm all about self-confidence. Yeah. I'm all about spreading that message. But do it the right fucking way, dude. Like, okay, don't pull your ugly ass, like literal ass, out. But no, why don't you, if you want to send a message, why don't you put on a dress and slay? Put on a nice ass outfit, bro, and slay. Don't walk around.
Exactly.
Because, okay, me personally, dude, when Rihanna or any famous body, like, is taking pictures and shit half naked, I don't find that attractive, honestly. But you want, bro, when they style the fuck out, put on some hot shit, get their makeup, bro, they'd be fire, man.
Yeah, I
agree with that. Same thing with her, bro. Just because she's fat, Nah, dude, taking your, like, walking around half naked with your ass out doing this and that, that's not confidence, bro.
You're making a fool of
exactly, you're making everybody laugh at you. Like, if she did it the right way, I really doubt all these jokes about her would be going on.
Yeah, I mean, apparently she's been showing her ass at her own shows and showing her ass on her own Instagram. She didn't catch the same jokes because she was doing it in a place.
In a
place, one, with her fans, but also, like, I guess just like
they had a fucking basketball game, bro.
It's more appropriate. It's more appropriate. Like the basketball game is just inappropriate. I do think it was funny how the men, like when I was watching the video, the men that were standing behind her, I didn't see not one looking at her ass like you would expect a man to do. Nah, all of them was turned heads to the right, like looking away.
I don't blame them.
You could say, you know, oh, maybe one of them was married, but I was looking at like five or six of them all looking the other way.
They probably were trying to evade the
smell.
And
not standing together, like standing separately. I thought this shit was hilarious. But yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. Like, I do find the more wholesome look, like, better. Like, I kind of hate to say wholesome. Like, it ain't got to necessarily be wholesome.
Nobody likes a skinny bitch, if that's what you're saying, because
no,
I don't.
I'm talking about the way you were talking about you like when you see people dress up.
Right? Oh, dude, I thought you meant, like, wholesome.
That's like, not what wholesome means, bro.
Oh, never mind, dude.
He popped himself up. He deepened his voice.
All right, never mind. Okay, then, yeah.
Yeah, that might be the name of the episode. Wholesome.
Yeah, how are you going to type the title in that?
I wish I could just say
Do you need
it.
To take a picture of me puffing up for this cover photo?
Wholesome.
No, but, okay, so, yeah, like, I don't know, dude, I like when a girl looks good. I don't think half naked or dressing revealing is attractive.
Oh, Lizzo, I don't think you're going to hear this, but let me tell you.
I think if you really respect yourself.
You cannot be crying on Instagram. We cannot see your tears. And you tell us that you don't care about what people have to say about you. How the fuck are you going to cry about what people had to say about you while telling everybody you don't give a fuck about what they had to say about
I
you?
I agree with that. Either you give a fuck or you don't, and clearly you do.
Right.
Like,
she was on Instagram fucking crying, talking about,
no,
I love myself.
But
I don't care.
My thing, like, going back to the whole wholesome thing, okay, I feel like any woman that really respects themselves will not just dress revealing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, any woman that respects herself will not walk around with her ass hanging out or with a shirt.
Part of me likes to feel that way, but then a part of me is like, who am I to really say? Like, because I'm a man. I might be mansplaining. Montana 300 calls out Jadakiss.
He's gonna get bodied, dude.
Montana?
No, he's gonna do the bodying.
Oh, you think he'll body Jadakiss?
Yeah.
Jadakiss definitely has bars. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about him, so I don't know if he's ever gotten in beef with somebody.
Does he still do shit?
I've only heard Jadakiss featured, to be honest. Like, I don't know a whole lot about him, but he's always killed anything I've ever heard him on. But Montana, like, I actually fuck with Montana, so I know a little bit from him.
I was going to say, I'm not a fan of Montana, but he has got fucking bars.
But
dude.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that's his style. Like, his style isn't even a song structure, like a structured song.
It's like
his
he's
style
constantly
is just bars.
Freestyling.
And, but when he does structure a song, he can do it decently.
Yeah, I ain't saying he can't.
But his main style, yeah, is, dude.
A lot of times he don't even have hooks.
Oh, yeah, it's just straight through.
Yeah, a lot of times. Not every time, just a lot. Who you got? Jada 300.
Oh, God, I don't.
I think
At
Montana
this
might have
moment,
it.
I would go with Montana, because I haven't listened to
What about the
Jadakiss in for years,
yeah.
Like.
Like 20 minutes-ish, give or take.
Waka says Andre 3000 can out-rap Eminem.
No, okay, I'm going to say Eminem just because I feel like Eminem was like, dude, that's what he does, bro, battles. I feel like
Eminem did come up in a sense in a battle scene. I mean, that ain't like the first time I heard of him because I was young during his come up. But like, that's kind of how he got found, was the battle scene. He loves to go at people, you know. He's got a lot of bars, a lot of jokes.
And but I've never heard Andre 3000 actually like drop some bars.
I'm about to say, I've definitely have heard Andre, and I don't know a whole lot about him. Of course, I knew the hits with Outkast. I've heard his features. He's definitely got bars. I've never heard him beef with anybody though, so I don't know where that direction may would take him. It's hard to put anybody against Eminem, and I hate to be one of those people because I hear a lot of people talking shit in the past week about why people think Eminem's unbeatable. He's not. I actually think MGK beat him. I think Eminem can beat MGK. I just think he didn't. So that kind of shows right there that you can lose. But that's just my opinion because a lot of people don't agree with that. But I did think Eminem would take him though. Who wins so far between Eminem and Nick Cannon? Nick Cannon has put out two diss tracks in response to Eminem's verse with the good, like, 8 bars against Nick.
I haven't heard both the songs.
I thought you had.
I heard the one that he did with other people where they were dissing him.
That was it.
That was one song.
There was two of them.
I know. I've only heard one.
But you just said you hadn't heard either.
My bad. I didn't listen to the whole song.
It probably wasn't worth it.
I didn't even listen to Nick Cannon's part. But the other people I thought were hard, dude. Like, I was like, yo, if I was Eminem, dude, I would be like, yo, what?
Shit wasn't hard. Just wasn't. Not for no real. It wasn't real beef. Like,
of course it wasn't.
That shit was to get Eminem on a TV show.
I don't think any rap beef is really real. I feel like if it was actual beef, it wouldn't be in music. Like, you would actually go do some shit about it. You're going to go handle your business.
But sometimes...
if you don't go handle...
Nah, because, like, there has been people who have had real street beef, and they did portray it in their music.
But that's different, because you said that they had real street beef.
Yes, and they were rappers, and they portrayed in their music.
Yeah, but...
we haven't seen it in the last few years.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if they had real street beef, then obviously they had some real shit. When I hear, like, rap beef, I hear, like, people don't really have beef. They're just talking shit about each other in the music.
That's why I'm trying to tell you that that's only been the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only been the last few years. That ain't always been the case.
I mean, I didn't really necessarily mean to speak for always. Like, I really meant now.
Like, that shit started with, like, Meek and Drake.
Yeah, I really meant now.
Like, because that shit was soft as fuck. But, yeah, that shit was just to get him on a TV show. That's why, like, it wasn't all that hard. Nick's hardest line was probably and I only say it was his hardest line because it took me about a few hours to get it. Because I didn't get it at first, so... it made it his hardest line. I fuck with crack. But that white boy, he fuck with crack. You get it?
Kinda not really.
Eminem dissed...
like, I know...
Eminem dissed Nick Cannon on a song with Fat Joe.
Yeah. Oh, crack.
Joe Crack. Or yeah. Joe Crack.
Yeah, crack. And then Eminem on crack.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Crack. The white boy, he fuck with crack.
Yeah, that's a good bar, dude.
I mean, we got a whole lot more. Real quick, what time is it? Do you got some song to show with JP you want to close up with? Whack as fuck, dude. Like, you brought this segment onto yourself. All right, y'all, that's on the show with JP. Awkward silence and me calling him a, yeah.
Gabies.
What did I call you?
I don't even know, dude. That's how much you phased me, bro. I don't even know what the fuck you said.
You said you're fucking killing me.
Oh, fuck. Fucking juicing.
Oh, my God.
That is... is not how we're ending this, so therefore we need something else to
say. Yeah, that should be the title of the episode.
That's not being the fucking title of the
episode. Fucking juicing. Nah. Just awesome. Fucking juicing.
This is your stoner shit with JP.
In a world of juice. Wait, no, wait. The underworld of juice.
Fuck out of here, dude. I don't think it's funny, man. I don't like all the memes.
I do.
I ain't fucking with it.
I'm really hoping that when I die, dude, I get some bomb-ass memes.
But do you think most people really think like that? Like,
I really don't think most people mean it. I think most people are just entertaining the humor behind it. It's like me. True. Definitely rest in peace, but am I going to sit here and pretend like that shit's not funny? No, because that shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't want to end like this, so we do got to say something else. But Juice was not a legend, y'all.
Nah, like, definitely not. Everybody that dies is a legend. XXX was not a fucking legend.
Not everybody that dies is
Mac
a legend.
Mac Miller was not a legend. He was good, but he's not a legend.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna remember him? He doesn't even get named with Eminem. There's only, like, one white rapper that really gets named.
MGK?
No, not just Eminem.
Oh, I thought you meant with Eminem. Okay,
I don't even hear another white rapper even get named with him.
Yeah, if you get mentioned with them, well, actually, like, if you get mentioned, I feel like the legends of music, they don't really genreize or whatever the word is. Like, if you Google, you'll probably get, like, for example, Carlos Santana. They mention him with names like Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, which neither one, all three of those are all different types of music. Eminem and Lil Wayne was up on that list, too. So, I mean, like that, like, if you're really a legend, you're going to be mentioned with names that like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you're not mentioned with them, I don't give a fuck what you say. You're not a fucking legend.
That makes sense. Oh, it does. All right, let's close out with this because it'll be real quick. How do you feel about YouTube plays now counting towards Billboard charts?
Yo, I think it really depends, like, if it's organic or not. If the views are organic or not.
Yeah, because you can.
Somebody can pay to get, like, a million fucking views.
Yeah, you can. And you can also do the bots to fucking get plays. So I'm sure that works as views.
That's what I meant. Like, organic.
I thought you meant, like, you can, like.
Like, organic would be actual people actually viewing your shit.
Yeah. And it's also, like, what counts? I know that's a hard. This is actually the hard time they're having with digital. It's so, like, how many times should something have to be seen for it to count as currency or as a buy, because the fact that it could be the same person going to it over and over?
Well, I think it all has to do with, like, okay, say, for example, Apple or maybe even Spotify, like, the people that have Spotify Premium. That pay for that, maybe that would count, their view would count as a buy versus the people that listen to it off Spotify free. Because I know getting paid for all that, it's a whole bunch of algorithms, dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah, a lot of people feel like artists are being cheated, and, you know, they probably are. Especially when you don't understand something.
If you don't have the right manager, you are.
Yeah, if you don't understand something, then chances are you're being cheated by it, by somebody that does understand. But I do also get that this is actually being very hard to figure out how to change going from sales, like actual money sales, to plays.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like artists.
Somebody is getting paid off plays, but it's all happening through advertisements. It's happening through subscriptions. You know, it's happening through different ways. And it's like, how do you spread all that out?
I feel like, man, up until you are rich. The money's really all in the fucking the shows, dude, and merchandise, what you can sell.
Yeah.
And then once you get to that next level of wealth, then that's when you gotta invest that money into getting actual shit so you can get paid on digital media and start merchandising. I could be wrong, but that's how I feel like. Because most of your money, especially if you're an independent artist and don't have a label, most of your money is going to come from shows, doing shows.
Yeah.
And get
yeah.
big enough to where people will pay you to perform.
Real shit. I think it's been a great episode, man.
Yeah.
If we go any longer, Stephanie might fall asleep on the track, and DJ Steffi J sleep on the track. And JP, you end up leaving on the episode, and it'll be just me.
J-Pizzle.
I don't hear just me. There's no telling what I'll talk about.
I would still listen. I feel like I would probably, you would probably talk shit.
Like, just sit here for another hour talking shit about how everybody
expressing my secrets.
I want some gummy worms.
All right, that's we gotta
that's
end
a
the
wrap.
Podcast.
That's right, a wrap. Be sure to follow us on everything, guys. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you like us, remember to give us a like, share. You can subscribe on different things like the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify.
Spotify.
Yes, that one too. So yeah, be sure to like, share, subscribe.